This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Americans have died. That's more than have died in all of World War II. 400,000. And this is a wartime undertaking.
That's the president, the new one, Joe Biden. He throws down 10 executive orders on COVID, and Anthony Fauci, the top doc, is of course, once again, to continue his role, but he'll make many more appearances at White House press briefings, which is exactly what he did. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope that you are safe and sound wherever you hail from and are listening to me in whatever corner of the United States or outside of our borders as well, because we are in this pandemic together and we're watching to see what's happening across the pond with the variant, et cetera, and what the vaccines are looking like in their rollouts, especially now because there are some changes with some policy in the U.S. We're going to dive into that so you know what's shaking coming out of Washington, D.C. But first, Fauci, he was the main dish, I think, at the new press briefing. I'll call it that because it's much different than we've seen, at least in recent months. So Dr. Fauci, returning to the White House briefing room, said, I can tell you I take no pleasure at all in being in a situation of contradicting the president. He said, the idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, let the science speak, it's somewhat a liberating feeling. And he didn't really take a big swing at President Trump because he was lured into that by reporters that kept wanting to know. And he obviously did have a somewhat rocky history, but he didn't make any attempt at hiding anything that was happening as far as what he believed was the complete science of what we're seeing happen with COVID-19. So here's what the infectious disease specialist had to say about where we're at.
If we get 70 to 85% of the country vaccinated, let's say by the end of the summer, middle of the summer, I believe by the time we get to the fall, we will be approaching a degree of normality.
You're saying by the fall, the majority of Americans,
no,
you think will be vaccinated?
No, I didn't say that. I said if we get the majority of Americans, 70 to 85% vaccinated by then, we could have a degree of herd immunity that would get us back to normal. The concern I have, and something we're working on, is getting people who have vaccine hesitancy who don't want to get vaccinated.
Are you one of those people? Are you hesitant to get vaccinated or roll up the sleeve and give me the shot? We have an unofficial poll that's going on. You can weigh in. Just say yes or no on that. Yes, I'm cool with a vaccine, whoever's vaccine it is. Or no, I'm skeptical. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on the form and let us know. It's been interesting to watch the rolling average, and we'll have all of that unofficial poll for you next week because I want to gauge the temperature of this audience, which is very email friendly. I've never gotten so much email, even when I worked in the biggest radio market in the country, in the world, perhaps, in New York City. So good on all of you for listening at different times of the day, including when we're on right now, live, so it's not Memorex, but weighing in on all kinds of things. And obviously the pandemic is the biggest thing that we're dealing with, period, end of story. So that was Biden's deal. He's attacking this with the executive orders. And it's interesting to look at what does that mean. And it has to do with a lot of different things, including the fact that in these orders, masks on planes, on buses, on trains, and at airports. So, no, I might wear the mask, or screw you, I'm not wearing the mask. I mean, I'm being serious about that. That's exactly what's being said. It's not everybody every second has to wear the mask mandate. It's not that, but it is that you have to do that. So safety reports filed with the federal government show that flight attendants are being taunted and abused verbally by passengers who call the virus a political hoax. They are saying it's a political hoax. So this is the clampdown on the plane. You're not getting on the plane. You're getting off the plane if you choose to taunt the flight attendants. Now, how all of this is enforced is kind of a whole different thing. But when we talk about, you know, attacking it and attacking it with executive orders and going after, you know, PPE and invoking wartime acts, it is a whole different ballgame. So let me give you what I would call the Cliff Notes kind of version of this. So with everything that's being seen, one of the requirements, like I said, was masks. So masks include interstate travel. That's why I mentioned the thing about airports, buses, trains, airplanes, because that's definitely the thing. The same order requires international travelers to provide proof that they have had a recent negative COVID-19 test before heading to the U.S. and to comply with quarantining guidelines issued by the CDC once they land. So whatever they are, the quarantine, whatever it is. Also, one of the orders calls for Health and Human Services Secretary and the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator to reevaluate the government's data gathering systems and issue a report on their findings. Also calls for the heads of all executive departments and agencies to gather and share coronavirus data, because what they found was it was like Swiss cheese. There was holes all over the system. People weren't sharing. And we saw what a disaster that was in another era when it came to 9/11 and things weren't being shared. So this is information of a different sort, but can be equally as devastating if it's not shared across the board. Also, a task force, creating a healthy equity task force, recommending how to get more funding for parts of the population smashed hardest by the virus, looking at race, ethnic backgrounds, geography, disability, all the factors in the whole rollout. So there is a point person now for this. Also, publish guidance for schools and for workers. These are all executive orders. Find more treatments for COVID-19 and future pandemics. So the disbanding of the team that was doing that during the Obama years, now that is being brought back. Although that was not a President Trump decision, that was John Bolton who said that initially, that there was no reason to have this one group when they were looking at things that could, where money could be moved around. So initially that was something he suggested. So that's just the beginning. So this is day two, I guess, because there were other executive orders. But this is the coronavirus strategy, a string of executive orders, directives, full-scale wartime coronavirus strategy. Mass up. That's what he's saying. Mass up. All right. More of the coronavirus numbers, all that kind of stuff, coming up on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Nothing worse than incubating, coming up with, and executing a fabulous idea. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs are listening to this show. I'm an entrepreneur. And when you don't protect your intellectual property, and when you don't plan for that, what can happen to you? And I know, because I've had to do it a bunch of different times with some of the things that I talk about when I'm speaking, and I've seen some of my contemporaries lose a lot of money because they didn't think they needed to protect their intellectual property. So Karen Kepler is staying up with us, which is a great thing. Of course, on the West Coast, everybody is out there. They're driving down in L.A., down the 101. And I know you people, my pals, know exactly what I'm talking about with intellectual property. Karen, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Good evening, Kate.
So, you know, you're schooled in this. You're a lawyer in this, and you get it. And we saw what happened, like, for example, Bob Dylan. He was able to cash in because he protected his music, and then he was able to sell it and do what he wanted, obviously, with that asset. And we've seen it also go the other way with artists. So, and I think now more than ever, it seems like intellectual property is constantly being challenged, and there's legal wrestling between people over music and over speeches and books and all kinds of things. Does it feel like that to you? Because you're the lawyer, obviously, in New York City for a big firm that you're a partner at. So, and this is what you do. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah, it does. It's been a big trend over the last few months, but most of the attention has been on the income tax advantages of doing the sales in anticipation of the Biden tax proposal. And that's because the income generated by a musician's catalog, and we're talking about Bob Dylan, Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, is ordinary income, which is taxed at ordinary income tax rates. But when they sell the catalog, it's a sale of a capital asset subject to capital gains rates. And under the Biden tax proposals, the capital gains rate is now 20%, but the talk is increasing it to perhaps 37 to almost 40%, basically doubling the tax rate to be paid if the sale is made after these tax proposals become law. But what nobody seems to be talking about is that it's also a great estate planning strategy. You know, just this week, the IRS assessed a $32.4 million tax deficiency against Prince's estate. And if we remember back, there was an even greater assessment that resulted in years of litigation with respect to Michael Jackson's estate. And what Dylan, Nicks, and Fleetwood have done now is they basically, what we in the estate planning business, and that's basically what I practice here in New York, is what we call an estate freeze. They fixed the value of their catalog. They've converted the income stream into cash that they can now invest in, let's say, marketable securities, which are easily valued for estate tax purposes, and have created a continuing income stream for their heirs without the possibility of a major estate tax audit on their death. So they've preserved assets, maybe even created a bigger estate for their heirs of easy-to-value assets, and they've avoided the huge legal costs that come with an estate tax audit.
Wow. So there's lessons to be learned here for people that even have a moderate investment or something that they, if they're going to sell it, et cetera, and what does that mean for heirs and estate taxes and trusts and all that. So what are the lessons you would say for people listening?
Well, first of all, the first thing you have to have to do this is that the catalog has to be produced by the artist themselves. If it's not their sole intellectual property, it's going to be treated very, very differently. But they do need to, everybody needs to, who has this kind of an asset at this particular point, really needs to see not just an income tax attorney, but really has to talk to a whole stream of experts, including an estate tax attorney, because this has real implications on the estate tax side as well.
Yeah. So if you are doing that, which obviously you're looking at all aspects, you know, you have an extensive background in estate, gift, charitable planning, foreign, domestic, all that kind of stuff, artists, collectors. I mean, I would think with collectors, too, with high art, that would affect you, right?
Well, it does, yes, because when a collector buys a piece of art, he's buying a capital asset. So, yes, in that respect, you have the same income tax issues under the Biden tax proposal. But artwork is usually easier to value at death than something like a stream of royalty income. And that's basically because in many cases the artwork is going to be sold. And the sale of an asset at the time of death is going to fix its value for estate tax purposes.
Wow. And, you know, I was thinking about this music catalogs, but also with actors with certain royalties. We have a lot of actors that listen to the show and other artists. So definitely musicians and definitely those that have created catalogs and definitely some of them that they would be worth something. And to your point of the taxation and all of that and capital gains. But royalties across the board, that could be interesting, too, right?
Yes, that's true. It could be interesting across the board, but you have to look at the when you're talking about actors, you usually have to look at their contracts, because very often the actors don't actually own the intellectual property. They
right.
just are receiving a stream of income that is not exactly royalties, but is basically residuals.
Except for now, some of them have production companies, especially if they're depending on the level they're at. Let's say they were the level of Fleetwood Mac in the acting world, have a production company, With streaming now, things are going to get interesting, I think, with that, too. Wow, so your phone must be ringing off the hook.
Well, we're ringing off the hook for a lot of reasons, you know, not the least of which is, you know, this ongoing trend of selling intellectual property, but also because, you know, in the Biden tax cuts, there are Biden tax cut proposals. There is a proposal to decrease the amount that you can pass free of estate tax to death, which is now $11.8 million per person, down to maybe anywhere between $3.5 to $5 million per person. So the whole estate tax world is very busy right now, trying to get a lot of work in before any of these tax proposals become law.
Right, and that's the key, what becomes law, and then obviously lobbying and looking at it. So I'm sure there's some people, wow, that's a significant drop if you're talking about $11 million all the way down to like $3.5 to $5 million. For a lot of people, that would really affect what happens with their heirs.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about, you know, especially in places like California and New York, even their home could be worth that amount of money. So anything over and above a residence could be producing a huge estate tax at death.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Karen, thanks for staying late with us. Like I said, I know we got people listening, especially in Los Angeles, and a lot of people on the East Coast listen at different times of the day, too, as well. So this is very, very helpful and useful information. If somebody wants to find you, where can they find you?
They can find me online at www.pierrolaw.com.
Perfect. Karen, thanks.
Thanks for having me, and have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks. That was really informative, especially you look at capital gains, specific numbers that Karen gave us, you know, talking about 20% and then seeing that you would go from 20% to 37 to 40%. Wow. And of course, depending on what it is, depending on what the asset is, royalties, intellectual property rights. That's why I think that is so big, depending on whatever the stream is. But Bob Dylan, Mick Fleetwood heirs aren't going to be faced with those valuation issues, at least not with the catalogs, because they were frozen by the actual arm's length sales. So they continue to have a stream of income produced by the investment of the after-tax dollars received in the sale. Smart.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed 10 executive orders so he can set up the national response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's calling it a national emergency and says it should be treated as one. He said the pandemic has killed more Americans than all of World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
He says he's shooting for boosting virus vaccinations and testing. He says he's setting up plans to reopen schools and businesses. He's also imposing a mask mandate for Americans when they travel. Biden says he wants to clarify expectations about the pandemic. He says it's going to take months to flatten the curve, and the pandemic will get worse before it gets better. Predictions say the death toll could reach 500,000 by next month. This is USA Radio News. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci made his return to the White House briefing room.
Be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them and to make everything we do be based on science and evidence. I mean, that was literally a conversation I had 15 minutes ago with the president.
Earlier in the day, Fauci met with the leaders of the World Health Organization after President Biden ordered the U.S. to rejoin the WHO. Forecasters say that a small dose of Arctic air will be turned loose on the northeastern U.S. and part of the Midwest into the weekend and will continue to produce lake-effect snow and snow showers in the regions. As the cold air advances, blustery conditions will ravage from the Great Lakes region through much of the northeast into Saturday. Heavy bursts of snow are anticipated in New England over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, we do have mail. This one is from Harry listening to us in New Orleans. We're going to dive right into the mailbag. He says, Kate Delaney, 400,000 deaths. I am a staunch conservative. I'm a Republican, and I'm with you, sister, all the way. I don't care about someone's politics on this one. I am scared to death for my friends and for you and all the people in your world because I've heard too many stories of those that have gotten COVID that were healthy and in good shape and ate well and on and on and on and on. So I would say to my fellow Republicans and conservatives and whatever else you want to throw in there, forget politicizing what's happening in this country. Let's get rid of this damn virus. And if we have to wear a mask, wear the mask. Sweet! Hair, I like you. I agree. I mean, who cares, right? You can social distance. You can have a fire in your backyard, social distance. I mean, I'm going to tell people what to do. Do what you're going to do. But harassing people on planes and flight attendants and, well, how is it the flight attendants' fault? I mean, have some class, have some couth. We're Americans. You know, we're not supposed to be that way. Right. Again, I understand people's frustrations. I understand being tired of what we're stuck in. It is like Bill Murray some days when I wake up. Do you feel like that? I don't even know what the day is, etc. But my complaints are minor, are nothing compared to what so many people have dealt with. Sadly, I've known people who have died from this. I have friends who have family members who have died from this. And once again, they weren't people who were obese. They weren't people who had type 2 diabetes or any of the underlying conditions that have been talked about. So it hurts my heart to hear those stories. It really does. It just burns me because it doesn't make any sense. Let's get rid of this. And then you can argue about all kinds of other things like taxes, immigration, whatever else it is that chaps you or you don't like or you don't want to see reversals in policies or you do want to see reversals in policies. We are a nation of a lot of different types of people with different lifestyles, with a different upbringings, and that shapes us. So I completely, that's what I love. I love that we can be free to be who we are. But I think the thing of harassing people and throwing things in stores, we haven't seen too much of that lately because you refuse the policy, then just don't go into places where, you know, order, just have food delivered, do whatever you have to do, curbside. Don't go in someplace if this is the way you feel. And we do have that poll that's always running. How do you feel about that? And it's time to get rid of this thing, to sweep it out the door. And it's not that easy. It's a virus. You know what it's like? This is what it's like. The worst is when you're near somebody, you know, when somebody who doesn't cover their mouth and they cough all over the place and you spend a weekend with them, or you're wherever you are, you're skiing, you're hanging out, you're hunting, you're doing whatever, and then you catch whatever it is they had and it hangs on to you and you hate it, right? It's some cruddy crud flu or whatever. Only this is a thing that can flat out kill you. Flat out kill you. I mean, even one of my favorite people who actually has hired me to speak and do things and is a friend came down with pneumonia, and I was scared to death that I was going to get some call that it's the other, that it's the, because that's what happens sometimes. But, of course, it wasn't, thank goodness. But I've had too many of those conversations, and I don't want you to have any of those conversations. So do what you have to do to be safe out there, because when you hear the statistic, 1 in 13 Americans getting COVID-19, my goodness, shocking. 24.5 million cases, 406,000 deaths worldwide, 2.6 million out of 96.2 million cases. And in some places, you're seeing that luckily the numbers haven't spiked up, and others they're spiking up. And of course, what we always look at is the ICU bed rates. Is there any room? Because if there's not, you're in trouble if you come down with this, right? And I hate to be doom and gloom, because that's not my nature. That's not what I want to jump on here and talk about. But it's what we talk about in our backyards. It is, because it affects every single one of us. However you take this, however you're looking at it, whatever you think needs to be done, it affects every single one of us, right? And it is about the rollout of the vaccine. And then there are people, as Dr. Fauci said earlier, that don't want to take it. And so the concern is, how many people do we need for herd immunity? And we need 75%, about 75 to 80%. And then hopefully that's by the end of the summer, maybe sooner. I was hoping for sooner, but it's not sounding like that. The idea is to get a million shots per day. All right, I'm off the soapbox. Let's jump back in. What am I doing? Let's go to this one. This one is from Jake. Kate, what say you about this weekend with the NFL? There's plenty of things I could complain about that are happening in my world, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But do you think the games are going to be close? Jake, you should have participated in our Nail the Score that we have on our Wednesday nights in our first hour. But I think the Packers and the Buccaneers, I picked against the Pack, even though Aaron Rodgers is certainly one of the best quarterbacks, maybe the MVP this year, so maybe that's foolish. And it is at Green Bay. It's a tight line, 3, so I went with the Buccaneers. In the other one, the Bills and the Chiefs, I went with the Chiefs, but let's see what happens with Pat Mahomes. He did practice the other day, but he wasn't concussion protocol from the previous game, so that's kind of up in the air. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Ben. Katie, did you win any of the jackpots that I've heard you talk about? I think Mega Millions is sky high, so you couldn't have won that one. I guess you didn't win the Powerball, because I couldn't imagine that you would still be on the air if you had. It is wild to dream, isn't it, that somebody somewhere could plunk down just a few bucks and those numbers could be the numbers that are picked, that end up on those balls that are chosen, and their life is changed forever. Yeah, Mega Millions, I'm glad you asked me that. Mega Millions, I did not win. Mega Millions jackpot is nearing a billion. But, you know, they're always going to tell you about the odds. So the odds of winning $970 million is not very good. But you know that. You're just taking a stab. You're taking a chance for fun. You're not, hopefully you're not spending thousands of dollars. There's probably people that do that on trying to get the, you know, win the biggest lottery. But Powerball was sold in a very small town in Maryland at a market. So somebody got that ticket at the Coney Market. And then, can you imagine? You check the numbers. It's me. I can't believe it. And I think you would be very wise to be quiet because you'd have to get some things in order and then figure out where you're going to go from there. All right, so let's get another one in here. This one is from Stevie. This is new. Stevie, hello. Stevie says, hello, Kate. I've been listening to you in Portland. What a nightmare up here. Once again, more violence. Who knows who's telling the truth about what, but it's sickening. I'm tired of it. I think everybody's weary of it. The idea that people are, now those pictures and videos are out of the Capitol riots and people are turning in friends or childhood neighbors or that kind of thing is so interesting to me because it shows you how furious people are. And I don't think it's people that are from any particular political persuasion. I think lots of people were furious about that. Did you see the thing about the guy that was arrested for hitting the police with hockey stick during the breach? I did. That's, you know, every day there's like some story that you, that a lot of people saw, but there was a guy that was on video and he did have a hockey stick, and he, his name is Michael Joseph Foy from Michigan. So he was in a U.S. District Court in Detroit. He faces 5 federal charges, a charge for assaulting, so it's even worse, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, or interfering with an officer at the United States. Oh boy, that's going to really, really do, that's going to add up to some time for sure. So he's in custody and he's scheduled for a Monday court appearance to determine if he should be detained while the charges are pending. And he was identified with social media posts, like you said, and online videos, especially with the whole thing with the hockey stick and that kind of thing. And he lifted it in the air above his head and was swinging it down again and again and again and hitting the cop that was on the ground. And that's what it looked like. And there were all kinds of other pictures. And he was easy to identify because he had the American flag draped over his shoulders, you know, all that kind of stuff. So he's the second Michigan person who's been charged federally for taking part in it. The other was a guy named Carl Drescher. He was charged last week with violent entry and some other crimes. So the FBI tip line is just exploded. I mean, just absolutely exploded. So thanks for shooting me the email. All right, let's move on to another one quickly. This one is from Kim, and Kim says, Kate Delaney, what is happening to Mr. Pillow? Mr. Pillow's pillows might not be sold in very many places anymore, but I guess Costco is still selling it, but other stores are dropping his pillow. Yeah, you know why? Because they're saying they don't like the claims, the baseless claims of election fraud. That's what a lot of the companies are saying, like Bed Bath & Beyond and JCPenney's. Stay with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Well, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
All right, final turn for this hour of the show. So, you know, at the top of this, the big news is the executive orders, 10 of them, and what the focus is on COVID, including traveling on train and plane and et cetera, masking, people coming into the United States, listening to me, you have to test negative. Then whatever the rule is as far as quarantine, that's a big deal, too. Once you get here, how many people are making that trek, though, now would be the question mark I would throw out there. Not as certainly air travel is still way, way, way down. Absolutely, 100%. All right, now this is kind of a leftover but very funny thing that comes from, you know, off the heels of the inauguration. Whenever there's inauguration, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, there's always questions about, well, who was there? And especially if they're women, what did they wear? It's like the Academy Awards, the political Academy Awards of dressing. But it wasn't so much about, Lady Gaga wore this or Jennifer Lopez wore that. It was Bernie Sanders. He kind of stole the meme show, because what did Bernie Sanders do? He was social distancing, and he was social distancing like he was some old man feeding the pigeons in the park, Central Park. And I mean, he's like crashing the internet with the memes, the Bernie memes, because he had on this coat that looked like he was taking out the trash, and he had on these giant mittens. They were sort of these, like, somebody made them for him, it looked like. So they took the care to do it, I believe. But these just giant mittens, and then he had a medical blue mask on. Like someone, you know, he went to Home Depot, and that was one of the medical blue masks that he got. Which I'm not knocking them, trust me, I've got a console full of those. But the way it was all put together, it just looked so crazy. Some are calling it Grandpa Grumpy Chic. And I concur. The Vermont senator, heck, he was cold. I guess he wanted to be comfortable sitting there at the inauguration, but he was front and center. So people, there's like a flood of altered pictures all over the internet with people standing next to him, sitting next to him. He's on top of the pyramids. And it really is quite funny. I mean, it really is. Because he was photographed sitting masked, cross-legged, bundled up in that bulky coat and mittens against the freezing cold weather in Washington, D.C. So you got to look at it. Whatever your search engine is, just go to it. I want you to see these repurposed photographs because it is some of the funniest things that I've seen lately. And it's a good release, I'm promising you. You will laugh. You know the kind of laugh I'm talking about where you double over in pain like that you're having an appendicitis attack? It's that crazy. My family did one where I was on a thread, and at first I had to do a double take because I was in the middle of doing something. But they're all on a beach. There's, you know, cousins and nephews and nieces and stuff. And there was like 15 of them, and they're all posing in shorts, and they're all together in a group. And then the grumpy gramps, all bundled up with his mittens, is there in the chair. And that's when I first realized what was happening, and I started to look around and see what some other people were doing with the meme. So Bernie Sanders didn't win an election. He didn't get the nomination, but he wins hands down as the unlikely fashion icon from the inauguration. So how about that? He does not get the mic drop moment, though. This, to me, is incredible. Rapper Lil Uzi offered to pay a student's $90,000 college tuition. Uh-huh. And this is what happened. This kid, Rahilam Ahmad, 20 years old, goes to Temple University, not too far, probably 20 minutes from where I grew up, if that. And he was at the King of Prussia Mall, hanging at the mall outside of Philly. When he saw him, when he saw the artist coming through a department store with his entourage with him, and he pulled out his phone and recorded his request. You know, hey, will you pay my tuition? Will you contribute to my college fund? And when the group walked by, the video, he showed the video, and he turned around and he said, 90 grand, I go to Temple, bro. And he turned around and said, 90 grand, I could pay for that. And he laid out some specific conditions for the agreement, though. He said, make sure you show me all of your transcripts, everything. Show me all your papers, everything. And you're going to get $90,000 from me. So he sent all the documents he requested. He's staying positive he's going to follow through, and I'm sure he will. But in-state tuition is just that much. In-state tuition is just under $17,000 for 2019. So you never know unless you ask. And who knew? Yo, Uzi. Can you pay for my college tuition? That was the phrase that pays for him. So, mic drop. I think our mic, there it is. We got to pay that guy more money that drops the mic on this show. It's like highway robbery. So, anyway, how crazy is that? I mean, crazy good, though. Good for him. He gets the 90 grand. I guess he didn't say anything about keeping his grades up, but I'm assuming there may be something tied to that because he certainly would have to graduate But I guess it's just there's some. I think there's some lesson in that somewhere buried in that about not being afraid to ask for things, even if it seems ridiculous. And he took him up on it. So we'll see where all that goes. As we head for the exits, a couple of quick things. One, the thing that is going to be interesting to watch in D.C. is now what happens with the Trump family, pretty much all the family is in Florida now, but now what happens with the Senate and the impeachment process. The articles of impeachment, and I mentioned this the other day, are still with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. There's this formality, which of course is what you do. You walk them over to the Senate, and that's not walked over to the Senate yet at this point. So when will that happen? Does it happen? The request from Mitch McConnell is wait until February. I mean, right now they're in the middle of confirmation hearings, that whole kind of thing, and he's saying wait till February, and there's one more week really left in January, so he's proposing delaying it until mid-February. So he says part of it was so the Trump team can prepare for it, right? Because that's what's going to happen. His legal team would have a couple weeks to prepare for that trial once the Senate gets the articles, and if they delay it until mid-February. So he proposed that, McConnell did, to Chuck Schumer, and it throws the timing, I guess, of the trial into doubt if the Democrats go along with that. They still could send, the House Democrats could still send the impeachment article over to the Senate and start the trial the next day. I mean, they could do it tomorrow. They could do it on Monday or Tuesday or, you know, whatever it is. But you still got these nominees that have to get confirmed, so that would really split things up. And we'll see. We'll see if they how quickly they get through the cabinet nominees, which I don't think it's going to just be a blink of an eye. And then McConnell says he wants to structure the trial so that the ceremonial functions, like the formal reading of the impeachment article, would occur the next week for sure. And then there would be at least a couple weeks to prepare for that. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are you going to play along? She said she was ready to begin the trial but would wait until the Senate was prepared before formally transmitting the impeachment article, the step that triggers the start of the trial the following day. Timing is everything. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Be safe, everyone. Remember, we're all in this together.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.